Cosmocarb, Stab of Fear 3, The Joining by Sea Desk and Rink. There's stuff that takes over me. It's grass for release me. Take my hand and come with me. You won't regret it soon, you'll see. I am Once, Dr. Joseph Mengele stitched a pair of twins together, I suspect, just to see if two people could survive sharing one liver. Naturally, the poor wretches died a few days later from jaundice. Dr. Mengele's failing was that he lacked the vision to see past his own sadism. His advantage was that he had access to a nigh endless supply of subjects. This was an advantage I did not share. The world is one where teenage soldiers destroy entire villages with unmanned predator drones. Religious leaders encourage young men to blow themselves to bits in crowded cafes. Crime syndicates dissolve people in acid all over a little white powder, yet kidnap just two people and the world rediscovers its morals quick enough. The hypocrites turn out in droves, aghast over the crime of the century, even as they are surrounded by state-sanctioned genocide. Truly, the death of one is a tragedy, while the death of a million is just a statistic. Please forgive this rushed recording. I give this account quickly, since I know that soon the men from the FBI will come for me. The last sounds I shall hear, I suspect, are footsteps pounding up the stairs, the clack of my dictaphone as I drop it, and the blast of my revolver as I deny them their prize. Does that make me a coward? Well, I suppose it does. But I am not afraid of the G-men with their slick hair, opaque sunglasses, and neatly pressed suits. I am afraid that once they take me, they will confine me in some interrogation room somewhere, and I will be able to run no longer. Constant flight has been my only protection from that which I created. Acquiring the twin boys had been easy. I followed them home from school, pretended to drop my cane, and when they came to an old man's aid, a little chloroform brought them quickly into my clutches. My experiment started with a lateral bisection of each boy just below the navel, but the most difficult part proved to be maintaining the cooling pumps that kept their core temperatures at a perfect 217 Kelvin. After it was over, I peeled off my rubber gloves, deactivated the machinery, and waited for the laboratory to return to its normal temperature. Christian evangelists used to come by my door on a semi-regular basis, reading from their silly book and telling me, "Oh, what a miracle is life!" I think, if this experiment can teach the world anything, it is that an even greater miracle is death. On the cold metal slab of the operating table it awoke. It stared up at me with four eyes, tried to form words with two mouths, tried to breathe with four lungs, tried to think with two brains. A success! A success! Already the various monitoring apparatus beeped wildly off the scale. I'd done it. I'd successfully bound the systems of two organisms together, and, in doing so, increased their vital energies a thousandfold. For the first few days, I kept it confined in my basement. No matter how spartan I made its diet, it continued to wax both in size and in physical might, so that by the end of the first week, it was a bloated sack of muscle, bone, and heaving pink flesh. Nothing could contain it, and it smashed its way upstairs, slowed by neither the locked basement door nor the dozen bullets I sent its way. Its incoherent rage proved my saving grace, and I escaped in my car before it could get its eight limbs on me. I can hear the FBI agents now, the pounding of their footsteps, the static of their radios. Revolver is in my free hand. Very soon it will usher me into the miraculous crystalline oblivion of death where I will know peace evermore. The creature, I know it despises me for creating it and for the constant agony of its existence, but the true source of its hatred for me overshadows these insignificant reasons as a black firmament overshadows a black mountain. Infusing the life forces of two separate entities so perfectly, I have done so much more than combined and multiplied their physical power. I have reached the dizzying height of scientific achievement I've spent a lifetime striving for. I have fulfilled the most ancient dream of mankind. I have created an immortal. What a nightmare its eternity will be! Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Music from MusicAnnie.com. Theme music by Pain Factor.